Say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. So the Rama writes the following: Midarchei Tshuva, the pathway of Tshuva, Lios Hashav Tzoik Tomid, Lifnei Hashem Bebechi B'Tachnunim, is for the penitent to be crying out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, the Bechi with cries, Tachnunim supplications, Va'usa Tzedakah Kefi Kocho, and a person goes ahead and gives as much Tzedakah as he can in accordance with his means. And I will say, now it's interesting again, the notion of crying out is understandable because L'maisa, again, a person is sorry about what it is that they did. Why the notion of tzedakah? What does tzedakah have to do with tshuva? So the answer is, remember again, chet is an egocentric, self-centered activity. When I sin, essentially what I'm really doing is I'm saying nothing and no one else in the world matters but me. But me, I want to please myself, I want to take care of myself, doesn't matter what God says, it doesn't matter if what the implications of that are on someone else, only thing that matters is me. Therefore, says the Rambam, part of the tshuva process for chet is becoming a selfless individual. What's one of the ways that we could become, we'll call it, demonstratively or behaviorally a selfless individual? By tzedakah. Because tzedakah represents taking those things, some of those things that are most important to me, namely my money, and going ahead and using that for others. Umisrachi karbi min adavar shechatabar. Both of this is so important. And a person has to go ahead and distance himself from the very item from which he's sitting. I will say, you know, it's interesting that if you look, for example, at the 12-step program, like for alcoholism, right? So it's interesting. Menachem told me this. Only because you just made the joke. You just made the joke. So now, remember, what's interesting to note is, you know, there's not a pshat, there's not a stage, like let's say in sobriety, where a person says, you know what, I've been sober for 5 years, I'm going to meet up with my friends in the bar, and I'll have a glass of water. Hey, there's no such chap like that. The chap is that don't go to the bar. It doesn't matter if you've been sober for 2 years, for 5 years, for 25 years. The idea ultimately is that you stay away from that place. Why? Because that place is your makom chet. So that I'm saying something so important over here, that people think that sometimes after I've been good or after I've done tshuva, I've built up a little bit of a resiliency, and therefore again the Maisa, you know, I'm impervious to this sin. So the Rambam says it's not true. A person has to be very careful, and a person has to realize that you always have to keep that safe distance from that thing with which you sinned. Umeshan Shmo, a person goes ahead and changes his name. Kilomar Shani Acher Ve'ini Osa Isha Asa Osan Amasna. I will say it's very interesting. I changed my name. What does that mean, the name change? To say I'm a different person. I will say, so we don't really have this concept as much, you know, by tshuva, but we do have this concept, let's say, God forbid, when someone is ill, right? This idea that we go ahead and we change the name Chas V'Shalom because, again, we need the person to be a different entity. And a person changes all of his actions for the better, for the best, to the right path. Listen to this. And exile yourself from the place in which you are in. Now, of course, I'm saying shegalos mechaperes avon, mipnei shegoremes lo lihikaneya, velios anavishaf haruach. Because galus causes a person to be humbled. To be humbled and becoming humble, humbling oneself, ultimately, again, is the antidote for sin. Now, both sides, one could make the argument that even if one is not going to engage in full galus of exiling oneself, what the Rambam is simply telling us is what? Is that a person has to change his circumstances. Person has to change his circumstances, because as we've already pointed out, sin is an organic process that develops as a result of certain ingredients in my atmosphere, in the world in which I'm living. A person, in order to avoid sinning again, has to remove oneself from the atmosphere. We'll say what's so amazing about this is the Rambam is hitting on this from every single level. A person has to become a little bit more selfless because sin represents selfishness. A person has to go ahead, distance yourself from the thing which you sin. Don't place temptation at your doorstep. You know, we say this every single day. At the end of Birchos HaShachar, in the longer paragraph, we say, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to every lowly deini sayon, don't bring us to challenge. You know, people think like that Nisayon is a good thing. I can put myself in a challenge. You hear this all the time, and it's the most ridiculous thing. That I want to put myself in a place where I'm going to be challenged so I can become stronger. If you put yourself in a place where you're going to be challenged, all you do is you increase the probability that you will fail. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point in time. Instead, the conventional wisdom is avoid temptation. Avoid. I'm sorry? Avoid it. Avoid it. Don't place a stumbling block in front of yourself. Golos, you have to change your circumstances. Or if I don't change my circumstances, I'm going to wind up right back where I am. Halacha hey. V'shevach gadol hu lashav, she'yisvada berabim, v'yodia b'shalom. So it says very interesting. And it is very praiseworthy for the person who's doing tshuva to go ahead and confess his sins in public. Very interesting. V'yodia b'shalom. Tell the public his sins. Umegala averos shebeino lebein chavero, and let him reveal the sins that he has committed between himself and his fellow. La'achirim, to others. Va'omer lahem, amnam chatasi leploni. I should say, I wronged Reuven. Va'asisi lo kach v'kach. I did to him this and this. V'harini hayom shav v'nichem. And today, I'm doing tshuva, and I'm sincerely sorry about what I have done. Anyone who does tshuva but is not willing to confess his sins publicly, ultimately, again, his tshuva is not complete. One who tries to hide his sins will not be successful.
How does this fit into the way the Ram defined tshuva before? Is this just Ram elaborating on the steps that a person actually...
This actually over here, what Ram specifically is referring to over here is vidui. What he's specifically referring to over here is vidui, is that if I wronged another, so we already said I have to do vidui, but the chap over here is I have to do it publicly.
This category of midarkei tshuva that the Rambam is defining here, all these halachos.
Right.
While a person is doing the tshuva, the rest of a person's life, a person's doing this.
Oh, so I have to see, this is a very good kasha. The question is, how long is this process? How long does the tshuva process, is this, once I commit an avera, I spend the rest of my life repenting for it? We're going to see that. Which you're actually going to see, that is a fundamental machlokes, which I think is one of the most important machlokes in tshuva, about essentially how long do you have to keep repenting for a particular sin? Until after Yom Kippur, okay, that's possible. Until it's rectified, that's possible. But there's also, we'll see, there's a school of thought that says that once you sinned, you're going to be doing tshuva for that for the rest of your life. Correct.
Ad is limited in meaning that you only have to do
so much.
As long as you make the extended effort, the Rabbi Nishlan pulls you in the rest of the way.
And you don't have to keep repeating it. Right. So we're going to see, that's certainly a school of thought. We're going to see, I will say, that there is a school of thought out there that holds that a person has to perpetually do tshuva for his chatam. So even though now I haven't done a certain sin for 15 years, if I've done it, I have to continue to do tshuva for it. So we'll see. And we'll see how the Rambam rules on that also, or Paskins on that. But so we'll say, now this public vidui thing is quite intriguing. So the Rambam says, when do we have this idea of public vidui? Ba'averos shebein adam l'chavero. So we'll say, what the Rambam is referring to here is a very specific type of sin, namely an interpersonal sin. But not only interpersonal, the Keset Mishnah points this out. He says it's an interpersonal sin that other people know about. So meaning, if I wronged Reuven, and people know that I've wronged Reuven, so tshuva is not just saying I'm sorry to Reuven. Tshuva is saying I'm sorry to Reuven in public. If I wronged Reuven privately, I do not have to go ahead and make a clap on the bima in shul, because it has nothing to do with the rabbim. So it has nothing to do with the rabbim. However, aval, so that's even in Bein Adon L'Chavero. Aval, Shebeino L'Bein HaMakom. But Rabbah say, if a person went ahead and sinned to God, Eino Tzarech L'Farsem Atzmo. A person should not go ahead and publicize this sin. In fact, V'Azos Panim Hilo, in fact, I will say, it is considered to be arrogant if you publicize your sinful behavior towards God. Meaning, what I do to God, or what I don't do for God, is something personal between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should not go ahead and publicize that to others. Obviously, I could talk about it to someone else if I need help or I need assistance or I need insight about how to deal with it, but I'm not supposed to publicize it to others. And the act of publicizing it to another is in fact what? Is in fact deemed to be an act of arrogance. He says, Ela shavith me'akel baruch hu, rather a person should just simply do tshuva before God. Uporit chatov, a person should articulate his particular sins, lefana before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisvada alehem, a person confesses them, bifnei rabim stam. They both say every single part of tshuva does have, in fact, an element of vidu, an element of confession. But for example, what do we do on Yom Kippur? So we go ahead and we say Hashamnu Bagadnu. We say it together. So obviously included in that list are sins that I have committed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No question about that. But there, I'm not confessing my specific sins. We're confessing general categories, and we're all confessing together. So the Maisa, what comes out from the Rambam is like this. Well, let's just finish halacha. Turn the page. You don't have that one. I'll finish it for you. V'tovi hilo shelo niskala avono shene emar ashrei nosui pesha kisui chato. And I says, not only that, when it comes to an adam l'makom, I will say, the greatest gift is if your sins do not become revealed. The greatest gift is if I sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that remains between me and God. So the notion of revealing it to others, says the Rambam, is inappropriate, and in fact even smacks of a little bit of arrogance. So the Maisa, what comes out is like this. If I've sinned against another ben Adam Lachavero, and the Rabbim, people know about that sin, I have an obligation to go ahead and ask for forgiveness in public. If I've wronged another individual, but the public does not know about that, I need not do it in public. If I want to do it in public, I can, but I don't have to. Instead, I could just ask forgiveness from the individual. And if I sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am not allowed to bring up those sins, to discuss those personal sins in public. We do a general vidui together, but Lamai said that tshuva must take place to myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop over here. People apologize in public all the time, meaning if you